It figures, doesn't it, that reports break that the SEC was watching porn when the economy was tanking, and now there is this tug of war over financial reform. And why do we need financial reform? Because the banks that were too big to fail, we bailed them out. And now it's all of us that might need a bucket and start, we might have to start bailing ourselves. Not a great way to start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I promise we will lighten the load. Someone sent me an email and said, I think you're a very funny person, but sometimes it's so heavy. We need some more fun, Kate. Bring it back. All right, so we're going to do that. Coming up later, we've got We Can Count, although We Can Count sometimes isn't funny. But I promise, we have a thing called the Daily Salute, and it's something great that happened. Something that will make you actually smile. The SEC thing won't make you smile. It's really true. The SEC inspector says in a memo that the behavior is unbelievable, and it tanks everything you can imagine, including government-wide ethics rules. Do they have ethics rules? So the senior staffer spent hours really surfing porn sites, 31 investigations, and most of what happened in the 2.5 years since the financial system teetered and almost broke in half. Check this out. Let me give you some examples. There was an accountant who was blocked more than 16,000 times in a month from visiting websites classified as sex or pornography, but he still managed to get a collection of very graphic material on his hard drive by using Google Images to bypass the internal filter that the SEC had. The accountant refuses to testify in his defense and received a 14-day suspension. Uh-huh. And this is the part that'll really hack you off. You know, talking about financial reform, bailing out the fat cats, the people with the big bucks. So this SEC thing, supposedly the watchdog of the people who have the money, who are part of the firms, they're fooling around watching the porn stuff. You know, 17 of the employees were at a senior level. They were earning salaries of over $222,000. That's crazy. $222,000. I mean, this is more than disturbing. They could have, you know, if they had been doing what they're supposed to do and they were taking more of their time looking at what they should have been looking into, perhaps they could have helped stave off some of the nasty events that put our economy in the toilet. But they couldn't be bothered to do it. They were making a big salary. They were kicking back, having fun. Like this one guy spending 8 hours a day looking at and downloading porn. When he ran out of hard drive space, he was so desperate, he burned the files to CDs or DVDs. He kept them in boxes around his office. And his office. He wasn't even hiding anything. He agreed to resign. Because he knew, they got me. So what's so crazy too is, you gotta remember, the number of cases, complaint cases, problem cases that the SEC was looking into, jumped from 2 in 2007 to 16 in 2008. Right. So these little cracks, almost like when you have a bad foundation in the financial system, started to break, to emerge, right, in like midway through 2007, and then it was full-on panic when we hit the fall of 2008. We just, like, hit the panic button. We have no choice. We have to bail them out. We have to bail them out, or it's going to tank our economy. Well, maybe if you had people that work for the SEC making the kind of money they were making, doing their jobs, perhaps the oversight would have been there, and they would have been able to nab some of this before it got to the ridiculous point that it did. Oh, that's just, man, that's just crazy. So we need this oversight, supposedly, on Wall Street, and you think of the crazy failures of the SEC, like failing to catch Ponzi King Bernie Madoff. And then you have this Goldman thing that's going on. Oh, man. And you want the government more involved in your life? And what are they making? Okay, I can't go there anymore. When I read what they were making, I was enraged to think about what they were doing. This is a scary thing, and I haven't talked about this yet because, you know, we have 4 big hours on America Tonight, but I don't know how many people are aware of this. Somebody sent me a text that lives in Washington and mentioned it, but there's this strain of fungus that's spreading among animals, I guess, and people in the Northwest, and even in British Columbia. This particular fungus it usually only infects transplant and AIDS patients and then people that have really, really compromised immune systems. But this new strain, it's always bad when you hear that, this new strain is genetically different, according to researchers, right? And it's attaching itself, it's a threat to pretty healthy people. So there's been a crazy outbreak that is, they're worried about spreading. And it's deadly. The mortality rate is about 25% among the 25 cases in the U.S. And what I want to know is this spore-forming fungus, the symptoms that it happens in people and animals, they say 2 weeks or more after they're exposed, that includes a cough that lasts for weeks. Have any of you had this? It's almost like those commercials where they list the side effects. But have you been coughing for weeks? Sharp chest pain, shortness of breath, headache, fever, nighttime sweats, weight loss. And this has turned up in cats, dogs, alpacas, sheep. So they're saying, the researchers are saying, freezing can kill the fungus, and they're concerned about ultimately how many people may get it in the western part of the United States. And then I also heard that there was a rumor, I am not kidding, that climate change could be helping it spread. Ooh, the dreaded climate change. Speaking of climate change, the cap and trade bill, oh, that's DOA. Forget about it. The focus is so going to be on immigration now. Financial reform, then immigration. See what happens with the financial reform, and then fast forward to immigration. Do not pass go. Just keep on. Keep on. That's what it's going to be about. Because there is massive, massive, more than you can know about what's happened in Arizona. Massive rumble on the streets and beyond. What I heard is lawyers are practically working around the clock for the ACLU to do whatever they can to defeat this new immigration law in Arizona because of what they're calling ridiculous profiling. Outrageous profiling that will take place, and that these police officers who won't have the training to deal with it will have to do because they're not Border Patrol agents. Ooh, it's going to get interesting, and we have front row seats right here on America Tonight. All right, you know how I have passion for the NASA program. We're going to let you hear what happened on the Hill in testimony today, and a couple of senators who are also passionate about what we're doing in space. Hang around.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Talk about NASA and testimony on the Hill, but before we jump to that, let me give you a bit of news that'll make you smile. I can see your cheeks starting to rise now, right? So the Senate rejected pay raises for Congress. Of course they did, because it's an election year. And the reality is, with the polling numbers so down and the distrust of the American people, forget it. Of course, it's much better to deny members of Congress the built-in pay raise for next year. Russ Feingold engineered the surprise passage of this piece of legislation that I knew you'd all enjoy that would deny senators and members of the House that pay raise of about $1,600 next year. So you know, in case you're curious, members of Congress make $174,000 a year. I'm sure we've talked about that before. $174,000. It's not a bad gig, right? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi makes $223,500. That's almost the amount that those SEC guys that were watching the porn make. Well, it's a little bit more than they make, like a couple thousand more. And Minority Leader John Boehner makes $193,400. I think everybody knows what the president makes, $400,000. But it's when you get out of the White House and you're on the speaking circuit and you write a book and everything else, or you write another book because he's written a couple, that's when you start to make that money back, when your hair is turned completely gray or is falling out for everything that you dealt with. I don't feel sorry for people that were presidents. Because they ran. They wanted to win. Who would want that job? Who would want that job? You have to ask yourself. But I think the job of our legislative branch is one that is so important, and I think it's an honor to represent the people of your state, but they're not doing an honorable job for the most part. Most aren't, I think, and many of you think the same thing. That's why the polls show those negative, negative numbers. So it was a ploy. It was a smart ploy by Feingold to not do the raise thing. But you got to remember this. The last time they opted to take the pay hike was in 2008. But that meant they got $5,000. They got a $5,000 raise last January because automatic pay raises were part of ethics reform in 1989. Uh-huh. And so then Congress gave up the ability to accept pay for speeches, and they made annual cost of living pay increases happen unless they specifically voted to stop them. So, not many Americans have the power to give themselves a raise, right? Whatever they're doing, no matter what level they're performing at, but they can do that in Congress. They've set that up where every year they get that pay increase without having to lift a finger. So it was smart on Feingold's part to do that. With all the House seats up, come on. All right, let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I pulled out my calculator. The idiots at the SEC, who probably couldn't find their elbows without help, roughly, there were $222,000
yeah.
a year. That's $115 an hour for anybody that's got a calculator.
Sickening.
Roughly a 40-hour week, $115 an hour. And I'm sure any of us could do the job. But they were not allowed to find, like the Madoff scandal, which is much deeper. And I told your screener I wanted to talk about the Congress, but Pelosi, Jane Harmon, Feingold, Dianne Feinstein's husband is connected with the banks, Maxine Waters' husband was connected with a bank that failed, that got stimulus money in Boston. The money that they make is chump change to what they get as they're making deals in Congress, passing legislation, which is, you know, talk about conflict of interest. It's just, and what they get has become lobbyists, and what they're lining up for their sons, daughters, grandsons, and
of course, it's just, that's right.
They're sucking up our money.
But that's why Chris Dodd had to bail, because there was too much that went on with him, and he practically got that in, here, let's hand you the cheapest mortgage, the best deal that whatever we can hand you for your house in Connecticut.
A countrywide mortgage, Angelo Mozzillo, friends of Angelo, and when and since you brought it up, and we'll have a little conversation instead of me dominating everything here, when a local New Haven talk show interviewer asked him to release his FHA forms, he had the guy fired.
Yeah.
And just another, just quick aside, I know you always give us time on the radio, and we appreciate it. And I just like to tell your audience, if you disagree, call in. Kate doesn't shut anybody down, and this is one of the last bastions of, you know, open discussion. You can talk about anything you want. And one of my favorite topics has always been guns. And on the same note with Christopher Dodd, his father lifted the Gun Control Act from Hitler's Germany in 1968. So that's where Dodd is. He's a piece of dirt. His father was a piece of dirt. And you mentioned last night, I want to just keep rolling with this. You said, who ever heard of Blagojevich before this went on?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I will toot the horn of the Second Amendment Foundation, and as a gun rights supporter. Now, folks, don't roll your eyes. When you get involved in gun rights or self-protection rights, you learn about all these politicians long before they become the scumbags that they are, because I knew about him and being from Chicago and with Mayor Daley and Barack Obama and Mayor Bloomberg. They're all against self-defense. They're all against their liberty. So you learn about these people. So I knew who he was, and I'm not surprised that some of the stuff that's going on with the
well,
the
in Chicago, it couldn't be worse. And, I mean, in Illinois, it couldn't be worse.
Right. And
the people are desperate to conceal and carry. I know tons of guys that would snap that up in a minute.
They had a march in Chicago, one of the biggest marches, the Illinois Gun Owners Association. But the news media wouldn't pick it up because it's Illinois and Wisconsin, only two states that don't have a concealed or some type of weapons permitting process. But people are going to change that because they know that the truth is on their side. They just want to be able to protect themselves. I brought all of that up because, and really quick about the immigration issue, I know it's better to just stick to one topic, but Don had mentioned how he sort of apologized. He's saying that if the folks on the border were white instead of brown skin or Hispanic coming across the border, would there be as much opposition to it? And I love Don. I love everybody that calls. But we're going to see that same problem when us white people start heading for the Canadian border when this country falls apart. And we'll see if his theory is right, that the Canadians won't stand for us coming up, even though we share the language and we have the same skin color. Now, the reason I bring that up is because this sounds a little bit convoluted, but if, just take another 30 seconds. There was a fellow who was talking about MI5, MI6, and how difficult it is to infiltrate the mosques because of all the Pakistani and radical Muslim immigration into Europe because they don't speak the language and they're different people. Well, it's the same thing, and I'm calling Mexicans jihadists. I'm sure not doing that. But when you bring cultures that do not share the language and you have special interests like La Raza and the ACLU and presidential orders that give them interpreters at hospitals and at polling places, destroying the English language in this country, our country has a right, just as the state of Arizona has the right, to say enough is enough. You don't speak the language. You don't want to learn the language. We're making it easier for you not to assimilate. We're simply asking you what our forefathers, Italian, Irish, and the rest of them did before Kennedy, may he roll over in his grave or keep rolling over, changed the Immigration Act in 65 and said we're going to stop basically white Anglo-Saxon immigration and flood the country with other types of people. But they not being racial, and I don't care what you think about me, but they're not speaking the language, they don't hold the culture dear, and they do not want to assimilate, and the Democrats are looking for voters because they think if you hand them out something, keep them on the low end of the income scale, keep them poor, keep them stupid, they'll just vote to have our tax money turned into welfare for them. And I'm not saying anything about the welfare, corporate welfare. I'm just saying the rich are getting our money, the bankers, scumbag bankers that took us, and the poor, and they were going to make all of us poor. So if I,
right, because the middle class is dead. You're
going away.
We are going away.
Right.
So you either have two choices. Mark, you and I have to become, and we both have the skills, I think. I think you have the entrepreneur bug, and I know I do. But we better form a company because.
I'm when I leave my current job, I want to, look. You give me so much time. I only date Latino women. Some people say, oh, you're a phony. No, I'm not. But I want to open up a store that caters to these people because I'm as angry as I am about illegal immigration, I'm not so stupid to think that there's a entrepreneurial, there's a money-making scheme in it, and I think we all can do it. Thanks.
All right. Interesting that Mark says that. Probably my friend that's done the best, he speaks fluent Spanish. I mean, he's English-speaking. And he has an insurance company. He's opened up 3 branches because he caters to people who don't speak very good English and feel uncomfortable. And he's made a mint. You know, Mark might have a point. Can't beat him, join him.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life. Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Segment, odds and ends, things you might have missed during the day. Sadly, that platform that sunk off the coast of Louisiana, and pretty much they're giving up the search for those 11 guys. Terrible stuff there. And now the question is about the spill. Timing is odd. Of course, with the Obama thing and the offshore drilling, now environmentalists are even more up in arms. You know, accidents can happen. The timing is just rough on this one. And in the meantime, what's the latest with Wall Street reform and the tug of war that's become escalated to a little bit like a sword fight? It is. It's more like a sword fight at this point. And NASA, the Constellation program, a couple of senators hacked off thinking pretty much we're going to have to bum rides back from the Russians at the rate they're going with where are the funds, where is the money, and all that other sort of stuff. So we'll dive into that as well. Then there was that thing called the NFL draft. Oh, yeah. Who was picked number one? It's not a mystery. Quarterback for the Sooners. In fact, four Sooners went in the first round of the draft. Sam Bradford, picked up by the Rams. He talked to ESPN afterwards. Here's a little slice of that.
You know, the first person that was on the phone was Billy Devaney, and he just asked me if I was ready to be a St. Louis Ram, and I told him, absolutely. God, you have no idea how excited I am right now. Coach Bags got on there, and then Ms. Rodriguez got on there, so I talked to a couple different people, but, man, it was great. pretty cool. Obviously you dream of hearing your name called on draft day when you're a kid, and you watch the draft on TV. But to actually be a part of it and to hear my name called as the first overall pick tonight, it's almost surreal. I don't really understand exactly what it's going to take. A couple days for it to sink in. That's really not up to me. That's up to the coaches, whatever they feel is best for the organization. I know that I'm getting it to work as soon as possible and work as hard as I possibly can, to put myself in a position to play. But at the end of the day, it's up to them. And if they feel like I'm ready, I would love the challenge to be out there. That we haven't really got into that much detail yet. I know the first thing, talking to the offensive coordinator, Pat Shermer, quarterback coach Dick Curl, they want to get a playbook in front of me, just start some phone conversations, hopefully either maybe tonight if I'm lucky, but probably tomorrow, just talk to them, get a playbook, start learning the offense. Excitement, it'll be the first time that I've ever been away from Oklahoma. So, it's a new chapter of my life, and I can't wait to get to St. Louis.
We'll look forward to seeing you this season.
St. Louis. He's going to be a St. Louis Ram. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hi, Kate. Are you there?
I'm here. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. Talking about, real quick, you were talking about this finance reform thing with Obama's pushing for this and all, and it's interesting, by the way. I don't know if you know that he released his tax thing last week, and him and his wife paid $1.8 million in taxes,
yep,
which is over four times what he makes as president.
I know.
So when Mark was mentioning about how, you go to congressman and it's for sale. Congress is for sale, people. It's whoever's got the most money to pay a congressman and get their, get their company to get the votes they needed for whatever project they need. That's what Congress is all about. It's kind of sad, but here's the interesting part. The hypocrisy of Obama and the fact that he's talking about reform so this never happens again with the financial markets and the government doesn't got to bail them out and all. And not during the election and not since has anyone come up to Obama and said, well, you were on the finance committee as a senator, when you were running around the country trying to become president.
Mm.
And you voted against the John McCain kept screaming that you guys needed to regulate Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Right.
And you voted against that. Well, why did you do that, Mr. President? And nobody has the guts to ask him this question. I've told you this a million times. I tell you why, Kate, because he knew it would collapse our economy, and that was his ticket into the presidency. He knows Americans vote their pocketbook.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, this is nasty politics. He didn't care if a few million people lose their jobs. Oh, we'll give them unemployment, and then we'll get them jobs later or something. It's just pathetic, and because it all started with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all the crazy stuff they were doing.
That's right. That's right.
Wrapping up mortgages and stuff.
Yep.
And then, of course, once, mortgages are the biggest part of the economy. And
sure,
once that stuff collapsed, then there's no money to loan anybody. And the rest of the whole system went wacko. But anyway, it's just interesting. I would just love somebody asking that question once. Here you're screaming now to reform, but yet you didn't want to do it when you were a U.S. senator. What's the deal with that? So, anyway, all right, the great NFL draft. Everybody thinks it was great having it on a Thursday night in prime time. I guess it was a big deal, whatever. But, I was surprised, okay, four Sooners in the first round. That's
I know.
Amazing.
I said that at the top. That's crazy. Yeah.
And I think the whole steal of all four of them was Cincinnati got that big tight end from, I can't think of his name right now, the big tight end from Oklahoma. And he's got the great hands and all. Of course, they've already got some decent receivers and a good quarterback there. So I think they definitely improved themselves, the Bengals. But
big surprise was, though, I mean, not so much about the four guys, and I mentioned that, but the Sooners, but I think that Tebow was 25. He was picked up 25th by the Broncos. How about that? Because, the jury's out on him. A lot of people think that he could develop and he'll end up being great for them, but there's others that think, this is going to be another bust, a quarterback bust.
Well, first of all, I've always thought the NFL draft was a little overrated. They act like these guys are supposed to be coming in and be saviors of a franchise, mm-hmm. and And secondly, but as to this thing with Tebow, you know, the Cowgirls are my favorite team, but I lived in Denver for 7 years, so, you know, I've always kind of followed the Broncos. I like them, you know. But when they brought that punk over from New England to coach him, this McDaniels dude, every time I see that guy, I just want to hit him. I don't know what it is because he just looks like a punk or whatever, but anyway, though, you know, first he runs his quarterback out, you know, a guy who's gone to the Pro Bowl, and now he's run out one of the best receivers and one of the three best receivers in pro football, and you're just sitting there going, when are you going to run the coach out? Because he's turning the team upside down.
Yeah.
And how he's going to take this, you know, and what doesn't make really a lot of sense to me is he just brought in Brady Quinn, who's only been in the league a couple of years, you know, and now he's bringing in Tebow also, and it's kind of like, well, which quarterback are you going to grow with, you know? And so I guess, you know, and the interesting part is every year all you hear the Broncos, excuse me, I call them the donkeys right now when they're not playing too good. But all you hear the donkeys doing is drafting offensive guys, and their problem right now is their defense.
Yeah.
You know, it's horrible. And they don't seem to want, you know, I'm sure tomorrow they're going to bring some second round guys in for defense, but, you know, that's their main issue right now is their defense.
Now, I agree.
So,
and, you know, the kid you were talking about is the tight end from Oklahoma, is Jermaine Gresham. It was bugging me. I couldn't think of who he was. Jermaine Gresham is the guy with the great hands.
Right. But yeah, that's amazing. It's just Oklahoma, four players in the tight end. They said it's the first time that's ever happened. So, you know, the Sooners didn't have a very good season last year, and that's because Bradford went down. They bring some guys to the NFL, that's for certain, you know.
Yeah, no
program.
Kidding.
But, and the last thing, you know, sad about that, the
platform
or, you know,
yeah,
falling into, you know, going down into the water. And of course, like you said, you're going to hear all these wacko, you know, environmentalists screaming about it. And it was so interesting because back when Obama announced he was going to do this, there was this gal that I heard on the radio, like, we've got plenty of oil wells on the ground and plenty of oil inside the United States. We don't need to be going offshore, et cetera, you know. And I just find amazing. Did these people ever study history at all, Kate? Did they ever study why Germany and Japan lost World War II?
No.
It wasn't because of the United States was some superior, great soldiers. Our soldiers were drafted, for crying out loud. They were guys taken off the street and turned into soldiers. It wasn't why. That's not why we beat them. We beat them because as soon as they ran out of oil, the war was over on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, Kate, it's really amazing. Last time I looked, Germany uses 5.5 million barrels of oil a day. Of course, that's pale compared to the 20 million the United States uses. And you know how much of that they import, Jake?
Oh, the biggest, I forget what the chunk is. Isn't it like 78% or 80% or something?
Oh, no. It's 5.5 million barrels, they import 5.4 million barrels.
I'm saying 80% of the oil at least is imported. Right? So
yeah,
that's what you're saying.
It's like 95% to 98%,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Japan, you know?
Yeah.
And as soon as we got the Japanese out of Southeast Asia and got the Germans out of the Middle East, out of Africa and out of Romania, it was just a matter of time before their war machines broke down. They didn't have the oil. I mean, that was the Battle of the Bulge. You've seen the movie before,
Most
people have seen it. You know, the
mm-hmm.
tank's running out of gas at the end, and what's his name's going up the hill in his tank to try to get gas, and, you know, it blows up, and you know, there's a lot of truth to that. That's why they lost. It wasn't because they were, like, we were just some superior fighting soldier. We just had the advantage of having more resources and more
guys. And they didn't have it.
And they didn't have it, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I hear some beanbag like this sit there and go, oh, well, we got plenty of oil, and yeah, that's our backup, Kate, in case we ever get into something like that again. What would happen if the United States was 99% dependent on foreign oil?
Oh, no, we'd be that's the problem, as you know. They had the electric car, could have had it 2 decades ago, blew it up because the automakers didn't want it. Thanks, Don.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements.
But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
You heard that one line, fly me to the moon. There'll be no moon for this country. We're hitching rides from the Russians and the Chinese and anyone else who's beating us to death in space as we're going to let it all slip away. So as you can imagine, finally, it's been a little bit slow on the uptake, but now there are some senators who are jumping on this, like Richard Shelby from Alabama and Orrin Hatch from Utah. Charles Bolden was the guy they sent up, the administrator from NASA, with hat in hand and his report. And it was all about the Constellation program and the future of space exploration. Here's Shelby, Hatch, and then Bolden himself at the end.
The president's plan only ensures that for decades to come, the United States will be both subservient to and reliant on other countries for our access to space. Future generations will learn how the Chinese, the Russians, and even the Indians took the reins of human space exploration away from the United States. This request, I believe, abandons our nation's only chance to remain the leader in space and instead chooses to set up a welfare program for the commercial space industry. It's a plan, I believe, where taxpayer subsidizes billionaires to build rockets that NASA hopes one day will allow millionaires and our own astronauts to travel to space. This plan lacks vision, is unrealistic, and jeopardizes our entire human space exploration program. I'm astounded by the enthusiasm of which NASA leadership has maligned the years of hard work by your own engineers. Congress has a responsibility, I believe, to those whom your plan will put in the unemployment line, something your leadership team dismisses as mere collateral damage. However, we do not see it that way. To us, they're people who have already been devoting and maintaining the leadership and heritage of 50 years of space flight.
Let me be clear. If Project Constellation is canceled, our nation will not, in the near future, be able to travel beyond low Earth orbit. This is ironic, considering the President's and NASA Administrator Bolden's recent statements that the ultimate objective of our space program is Mars. To be fair, the President has spoken of choosing a heavy lift system by 2015. Yet in a time of greatly diminished financial resources, we cannot afford to throw away the $10 billion our nation has invested in Project Constellation and the Ares systems and then spend billions more to research and develop new heavy lift technologies.
We understand that many concerns are being expressed about this budget, but I believe it's the right vision for NASA. I look forward to continued discussion with you and our authorizers about your concerns and how we might solve them. I want to acknowledge to the committee's concerns that details such as our justification documents were slow in reaching you. I apologize and ask for your continued patience as we finalize the details of this historic change in NASA's direction. Americans and people worldwide have turned to NASA for inspiration throughout our history. Our work gives people an opportunity to imagine what is barely possible, and we at NASA get to turn their dreams into real achievements for all humankind through the missions we execute. This budget gives NASA a roadmap to even more historic achievements as it spurs innovation, employs Americans in exciting jobs, and encourages people around the world.
All right, so, you know, there's going to be a bloodletting at NASA the way it's looking, and some good points were made there. Like I said, pretty much you can chalk it up to we're going to have to hitch rides back at this point, and that's ridiculous with all the money that's already been pumped in. And I know, you know, part of this goes back to the whole thing, where are we spending our money? Where's the dough going? And that's called a budget. And when you blow the budget and you're just bleeding and the deficit is so ugly, it's beyond repair, a lot of things start to get lopped off that you can't believe go by the wayside. And then the problem was the Constellation program getting behind, and now here you wake up and you realize, wow, we're in too much debt, what do we do? But it's sad to see some of the things I think that are going to happen to the future of space. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
What's on your mind?
Oh, kind of depressed. I heard on the news that Kate Gosling off the Dance with the Stars.
You like her, huh?
Yeah. Her new hairdo looks pretty good.
You know what? A lot of guys, it's funny that you said that about the hairdo, the long hair. Because I've heard a lot of guys say they thought she looked better with the shorter hair.
Really? I think she looked better with that new hairdo.
All right, so thumbs up to Kate Goslin. Wow, that's the first time we've heard that on that show, on this show. That's from Rick. We'll have to send her this piece of tape. I'll find her, and I'll send her this tape.
Yeah. But she ought to run for president, because every woman I ever talk to, they're on her side, so they hate her husband. So.
Well, of course, because what did he do? He did the The classic thing, Rick, he runs off with younger girls. He ends up being all sported around the country with 22-year-old girls or whatever, and that look great, and they're just barely out of high school. That's what happened.
Yeah, she's home with 8 kids, and he's out running around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know everyone, no matter what woman, the young, old, middle-aged, y'all hate him. I say she got the women vote when she runs for president.
Exactly.
Who do you think I'll pick for judge?
Well, that's a good question. I've been looking into that. I've been looking into some of the backgrounds of where what Obama's been, who he's been narrowing his list down to. And I guess the big thing, and today there was a big headline about this, that he wants somebody, whoever he's picking for the nominee, to support women's rights. I mean, he's not going to pick somebody that I want, because in looking at his list, I definitely don't want Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. That's terrible. I don't like what she's even done in her current position, so I'd say no way to that. There are a couple of other names, like the Michigan governor, Jennifer Granholm's on the list. I only know what I've seen with her and heard about her through as being governor. I don't know how she would do it in the Supreme Court role. But he's looking at appeals court judges, and one of them's named Diane Wood, and another's Merrick Garland. And then another name that recently has cropped up is Sidney Thomas. And so I've kind of put feelers out to find more specifics about them. I care more about their rulings, because I think you can sort of see the way they're going to go by the rulings. And I would say that, you know, if he wants somebody that's going to be sensitive to women's issues, then pretty much we're saying that Obama's pick, the nominee, is going to be somebody who's pretty, I think it's going to be somebody who's pretty liberal, actually. I think that's probably the direction he's going to go, because remember, you have the Roe v. Wade decision, and that's always hanging in the balance, and that's always been something the Senate has, that's sort of their litmus test, I would say, and that'll be asked. I'd rather see somebody who has some background on the bench, though, for sure, no matter what.
Yeah.
So maybe one of the three I mentioned, I heard Sidney Thomas is a little bit more in the middle, and not as somebody who kind of just rules with the law, like looks at the law and really focuses there and doesn't always do what the people want Sidney to do. So that could be good.
I thought maybe Nancy Grace or Judge Judy.
You were waiting for that punchline. I knew it. I knew you were going to come up with somebody good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just waiting. Judge Judy would be terrible. She'd be terrible because she couldn't take any crap. She wouldn't be able to take all the nonsense and the maneuvering and the civil things that you have to do when you're on the court. And she wouldn't, I don't think she'd pander to anyone. And Nancy Grace, she was a tough prosecutor when she was a prosecutor.
Yeah.
And she doesn't spare, she doesn't have time for that either. She's tough as nails, and I can't, someone like her would never do that. And of course, they're making oodles of money. They love their gigs, but it is funny you said that. I love it. You get the thumbs up for the funny up, you know, for picking up the line and going with it. Much better than mine, where I kind of meander through the choices, and, you know, I want somebody who's kind of, is looking at the letter of law. You want somebody with a little glamour in there to shake things up. Interesting. Hey, don't forget, you can always send your thoughts my way through americatonight.net.